break it down, down like this.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. I hope you have all brought the new year, well, the new decade in great fashion, and I hope you've already got some runs on the board and have maybe had a little bit of a holiday and feeling refreshed to tackle a new year of running. And for those who have just started running as of 1st of January, maybe a New Year's resolution to pick up running, welcome to the show. Welcome to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Sherman, and each week I guide you through a new running workout that you can do in your own time, wherever you are on the planet and at your own pace. I'll describe the workout to you, guide you through how you can adapt it to your level of running and how you can make sure you don't do maybe too much or don't hit any tripwires that might be lurking in that workout, and also explain a bit of why we do it. And each week I try to hit you with a bit of motivation, a little word of encouragement, tip on technique or training and how you can really maximize your enjoyment and improvement in running. So this month we are going to be doing what I call Jumpstart Your Running. So January Jumpstart Your Running, that's the theme for the month. And really what we're trying to do is lay a really good foundation for the year to come. So for a lot of our listeners, they will be targeting half marathons, maybe trail races, maybe marathons, even ultras or even 5K park runs. That's the sort of spectrum that we're usually looking at. And for a lot of our listeners, they are in the position where they want to get faster or they want to be more efficient or just enjoy their running a bit more. So for most of us, what that means is that your key race is sometime between sort of February through to April, May. And that gives us a little window at the start of the year to focus on some key foundation layers. And those foundation layers are going to be speed. We're going to develop that raw speed of yours. And we're also just going to touch on different energy systems so that we can prepare the body for what's to come. But they're not going to be hugely intense workouts. They're really designed to just touch different parts of your running, lay a good foundation, and then later on in the year we'll really hammer out those specific energy systems and do some harder, more intense workouts. So this month's all about jumpstarting your running. After the break, I'm going to explain what the first workout in January, the first workout of the decade, is going to be like. So this week's workout, it is, we do some strides at the start, we do 3x1K intervals, and then we do some strides at the end. So it's a nice and simple workout. Now, the middle part, the 3x1K, that's going to be run at your 5K race pace, either estimated or from a recent race. So let's say you've done a park run recently, you ran 25 minutes, so you're going to be doing those 1K reps at 5 minutes each. You might have done them in a bit faster, like 18 minutes. So we're going to be sitting at, what's that, 3:36. If you haven't done a race recently over 5K, I want you to jump on tempofit.org. Just look it up on your phone and look for the pace calculator, the race and pace calculator, and you'll be able to plug in a recent race result or sort of an estimate, and that'll spit out what you're projected to do for 5K. So use that as your pace today. So that's the middle part. That's the meat in your sandwich, 3x1K at your 5K pace. And for each of the intervals, we're going to have 60 seconds jog recovery after them. Now, before and after those 3x1K intervals, we're going to do some strides. Now, for those people who are new to the show, strides are short, controlled bursts of fast running. So they're not sprints, and that's where the emphasis lies. They're not sprints. We are going to focus on technique primarily, but they really, I call them fourth gear runs. You're not hitting fifth gear, but you're faster than 5K pace. So somewhere in between there. And often I like to say, like, imagine you're running for 5 minutes at that pace. Now today, we're only doing 3x10 seconds at the start of the workout and at the end. So 3x10 seconds, 60 seconds jog after each of those 10 second bursts, and then you dive into the 3x1K, 60 seconds jog after each of those 1Ks, and then one more time, 3x10 seconds strides. So remember, strides are fast, controlled bursts of running. They are not sprints. You should be well in control of your body. 10 seconds should be very comfortable indeed. You should not be killing yourself and pulling any hammies. They are designed to develop technique. So that's the workout. 3x10 seconds strides, 3x1K at 5K pace, 3x10 seconds strides to finish, all with 60 seconds jog recovery. And remember, I always encourage you to do 15 minutes around about jog before you get into your workout. You might do some dynamic stretches, maybe some other mobility drills. Then you do your 3x10 seconds. Then you do 3x1K, 3x10 seconds, and then a little recovery jog at the end, maybe 10 minutes. So it works out to be maybe around a 45 to an hour worth of running. So that's what we're doing today. After the break, I'm going to explain a little bit of the why, a little bit of the how of the workout. All right, so why are we doing this workout? Now, I mentioned the strides before are really designed to develop technique, and that is the main thing I want you to be thinking about. Technique, technique, technique as you go. So stand up tall, good quick strides, really use those arms to pump the legs and keep them nice and quick. Just keep that in mind. So the three nice easy tips: stand up tall, nice quick strides, and use the arms to help create that quickness of stride. The other why is with in regards to the intervals. So the 3x1K, these intervals will get the heart rate up. You're doing them for long enough, like 1K is a reasonable amount of time, and you will do it long enough for your heart rate to be elevated, and you've only got a 60 second recovery jog after each one. So your heart rate's not going to come all the way back down. So we're kind of touching this VO2 max zone where you're starting to max out your breathing. You won't get there. For those who did some of those workouts in December, they were true VO2 max workouts. This one is just getting up there, so your lungs are going to be working pretty hard, but we're not going to be absolutely crushing it with this workout. So we want to feel like we're doing some work, but we're finishing like we could do quite a few more of those 1K reps, and we're finishing where we're actually got a lot of strength and energy left to do those 3x10 second strides really controlled with great technique. So that's what we're doing. That's why we're doing it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now, before you get out there and crush your workout today, I'm going to leave you with three little tips on how to jumpstart your running in January 2020 and really lay the solid foundation for an epic year. The best year you've ever had of running. Let's aim high. The best year you've ever had, and let's lay the foundation right here. So three little tips to take away. First of all is variety. Now, that classic saying, variety is the spice of life. It's the same for running. And if one thing drives me crazy is when I see runners just going out the door and just jogging and just doing the same old slow pace, and over time that pace gets slower and slower and the body just gets more and more worn out, the technique gets worse. But if we spice it up with some faster running, some intervals, some tempo runs, some strides like we're doing today, you really refine the body's movements and the movement patterns that you're doing. So you develop better technique. You end up being able to run faster because you're doing these faster workouts. So you when you're out, say, doing a half marathon, you're out there for less time. So it's less wear and tear on the body. Injuries are reduced. Variety is the spice of life when it comes to running. Absolutely. And so I talk about that in terms of speed, but also in terms of terrain. I really do encourage people, like, I don't call myself a trail runner, but I do most of my running on trails, like wherever I can. I'm getting off road. I'm trying to find some dirt to scramble up or run along the beach, run along some grass. I really love to mix it up. A, it reduces the injuries, but B, it really adds that interest factor. I'm running through forests and it's beautiful. I'm running along the coast rather than just plodding along on a pavement somewhere. So variety, variety, variety. That's point number one. Point number two is intentional recovery. And often with running, we can think of it like this beat myself up type mentality. Like, oh, I ate too much dessert last night. I've got to go and punish myself with several times around the block or a hard 10K. But what I really tried to do to encourage people is to have this really great relationship with your running and really great relationship with your training, where running isn't about punishment. It's about freeing the mind, just getting into a nice zone, feeling those endorphins from getting out there running, feeling that runner's high that you get, not always, but often when you train right. And part of that comes from intentional recovery. So if you go out and do a hard run, but you know that I've got a massage booked for later in the afternoon, or I've got this lunch date where we're going to this amazing cafe or restaurant that serves beautiful, nutritious food that I absolutely love, or I've got a smoothie waiting for me in the fridge. These sorts of intentional recovery that are not just body things, they definitely help your body, they're also mind things, and they really help to give you that encouragement within yourself, like, what I'm doing is great for me, and the work that I'm putting out is going to be repaid back in terms of, you know, self-love, looking after yourself and really caring for yourself. So do some intentional recovery and maybe make it a little challenge for this January. Every week, find some sort of intentional recovery that you can do. And so here's some four options. You could get a massage, you could go in a hot tub or potentially and or an ice bath. You could do a yoga class or, like I said before, an incredibly nutritious, delicious meal. So four little options there. Try and do one each week for January. Little challenge. Okay, number three, be world class at your pace. Now, when I say world class, people might think, oh, I'm not a world class runner. I'm just everyday Joe or Jenny. I just plod around the block at my own pace. But this is the tip. I'm one of those people. If I'm going to do something, I want to become world class or view my practice as heading in the direction of becoming world class. Like, I'm a surfer, I'm not world class, but every time I stand up on the board, I'm looking for the ways that I can maximize that wave and maximize my technique and do everything I can to be as world class as I can be in that moment. Now, that's not to say that I'm got these illusions of being John Florence or Kelly Slater, you know, the best surfers in the world. But it's my mindset. I want to become better. Now, I want to encourage you to do this with your own running. Whatever pace you're running at, aim to be world class at running that pace. So if you run 7 minute Ks or 12 minute miles, be world class at running 12 minute miles. Be amazing at it. Have great cadence, have great posture, smile when you run, enjoy it, run in such a way that doesn't induce injuries, where you can do it sustainably over a long period of time. Like, there are the ways that you can become world class at that speed in the sport that you've chosen of running. So don't think of yourself as just an everyday Joe. Think of yourself as on the journey to be world class at the pace that you run. And definitely technique is a great way to emphasize that. Also mindset. So making sure that you're garnering enjoyment out of your runs, that you're focusing on your processes of hitting good splits and maintaining good technique. So there you go. Three tips to jumpstart your running: variety, intentional recovery, and be world class at your pace. Thank you everyone for your ears for the last 15 minutes. It's been an absolute privilege guiding you through the first week of your running in 2020. As a recap, we are doing 3 times 10 seconds strides, 60 seconds jog recovery between, 3 times 1K at your 5K race pace, and then 3 times 10 seconds to finish, all with 60 seconds after every single interval. Get out there, crush it, share your journey on social media, and be sure to tag us in. We want to hear about your exploits. So at RunTempoFit and hashtag TempoFit. Wow. Wow stands for Workout of the Week, W-O-W. Let us know how you get on. We would love to hear you. And let's go out there and crush 2020. Let's make it the best year of running you've ever had. We would love to connect with you all online. So Facebook, Instagram and Strava, search for Run Tempo Fit and you'll be able to connect with us. Tag your workouts, hashtag TempoFitWow, so that we can all share in the joys and challenges of your epic workouts. And if you would like TempoFit Workout of the Week delivered to your inbox each week, simply jump over to tempofit.org and fill out the email newsletter, sign up there. Lastly, we would love it, we would appreciate it so much if you could subscribe and also flick us a 5-star review for this podcast. That helps us massively get the word out about the show and about TempoFit Workout of the Week. Thank you so much. Happy running, everyone.